In the pony story, what do you want to know next?
I want to know what bit of trouble they got.
And whether they survived.
Yeah.
By the way, where do you hope that the princess and the horses and the ponies will go to?
Well, especially the place where the scissors gets in handy.
Oh, yeah. That's up in Donegal. Well, I tell you what, Clare is a long way from Donegal. Anyway, this castle, Cratloe Castle, there's even some of it left today. If you go to Limerick and you go near your Uncle Peter's house, right, within a very short distance of that house, there is an old castle with ivy growing up the side of it. And if you drive on the road from Limerick to Ennis, you will pass Cratloe Castle on the right-hand side.
Is that near the Cratloe?
It is.
The playground.
It is. It's near the playground in Cratloe, which is in Cratloe Hills, isn't it?
Yeah.
In fact, there's even a cheese called Cratloe Hills. And that's made by your auntie. Or, yes, your grand-aunt.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, I know, because you don't like cheese. But Cratloe Hills cheese is made near Cratloe. Okay, back to the story. In those days, nobody made cheese anyway. It was before cheese was invented. So, the thing about Cratloe Castle is that it's mainly underground. In Clare, they had a habit of building their castles underground, not overground. And that's because the people in Clare were really, really in tune with the fairies. And they wanted to be underground so that it would be easy for the fairies to get to them during the night and not be seen by anybody. So the princess stopped in front of Cratloe Castle, not really having a clue that she couldn't see most of the castle, but people down in the castle could see her. Every step of the way, as she got closer and closer to Cratloe Castle, with her four ponies, she was being watched from below. And the little creatures who lived in the castle were rubbing their hands with glee, and they couldn't wait to get their hands on the princess and her four ponies.
What do you mean?
I didn't know what they were going to do to her. We haven't got there yet, but they certainly wanted to get their hands on her. They had ideas of their own of what they would do with the princess and four ponies. And I can tell you, they weren't the same as the ideas that the princess and the four ponies had for themselves. Oh no, things were going to get very, very tricky underground. Because the fairies couldn't agree with each other. One half of the fairies. By the way, do you know what a fairy looks like? You don't see fairies today, so you don't. They're like imaginary. Nobody really knows if they really existed. But in the days of this story, the fairies definitely existed and people could see them. Even if the fairies came out to the top of the fort and stood on top of the castle looking down, the princess would have been able to recognize them. She would have known the fairies from Clare anywhere. Because the fairies from Clare could never agree among themselves. They were always having squabbles and arguments and conversations trying to decide who was right and who was wrong, who was in and who was out and who was up and who was down.
One question. Were they mean?
I'm sorry, we're going under the River Lee.
Were they mean?
Were they mean?
Yeah, the fairies.
Well, some of them were definitely mean. They were very mean looking. They had very twisted noses, and some of them had ears that had bits missing, and most of them had small squashed hats that you wouldn't dare put on your head in case you turned into something strange if you wore it. Oh yes, the fairies in Clare had some faces. In fact, they were all very strange looking.
Were they ugly?
Well, you know what some people think is ugly now, people used to think was beautiful in those days. And what people thought was beautiful in those days, people now think is ugly. So I don't know if they were ugly. But some of them used to call the others ugly. One lot of fairies would say, "You're ugly." And then the other lot would say, "No, we're not, you're ugly." They could never agree with each other. It was a bit like as if there were left-handed fairies and right-handed fairies. And they lived in different worlds. And they were always in competition with each other to see who could be in charge or who could make the most spells. Because the thing about fairies is that they were able to make things happen that nobody else could make happen. And one of the things fairies sometimes did is they changed themselves from looking like ordinary fairies into looking like trees. And there was even a very old tree in the middle of the road that went towards Ennis, past Cratlow. And this very old tree had a fairy inside it. Oh yes. People used to be very careful where they sat because they were afraid that if they sat down under the tree and squashed the roots, they would actually be squashing the fairy and that the fairy might then turn them into a toadstool. Oh, they had magic mushrooms, by the way, in Clare. Oh, yes. The fairies were growing mushrooms. That's what they did all the time. And the fairies from Clare were actually... There were also fairies in other parts of Ireland, and we'll come to them later in the story. But the fairies from Clare were famous for magic mushrooms. Oh, yes. And they were being watched. The four little ponies felt something strange. They could feel and sense that there was something going on, but they couldn't see anything.
Mum?
Yeah?
I mean, Dad, do you think ponies could look in front of them?
Ponies can look in front of them. Surely they can.
Well, my teacher said that they can't.
Now, which way do ponies look if they don't look in front of them?
I don't know. She didn't tell us that.
Is this your teacher, your writing teacher?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
of course I will, because underground, the fairies, even though they couldn't agree with each other, they all knew that they wanted to get these ponies underground.
Why?
And they wanted to get the princess underground most of all, but they had no idea about how they could attract her to come in underground. They knew that she would be a bit suspicious. So they decided to play their biggest trick. One of the ponies dressed up like an old woman, a really, really old woman. And another one of the fairies dressed like a really, really old man. And they went out the back door of the castle and started walking in the direction of the princess and the ponies. And the princess and the ponies had never seen such tiny little old man and old woman walking along. Almost the grass was almost higher than them, and if they hadn't looked where they were going, they might have squashed them. Hello, said the princess. The little fairies, dressed up like a very old man and woman, said nothing. The princess looked down and could see that there were tears dribbling down the cheeks of the tiny little people in front of her. And she felt really, really sorry for them. They looked the sweetest, most delicate, beautiful couple that had been together for 100 years that she'd ever seen in her life. She bent down and she offered them her little finger. And together, the tiny little creatures jumped onto her finger and sat on her finger as if it were a horse. And the princess started to speak to them. The first time she started to speak to them, she blew them off her finger, so strong was her voice. The air that came out of her mouth was like a tornado, and the two little creatures were blown backwards into the grass. Fortunately, they landed on top of a daisy, which broke their fall, and they managed to fall not too uncomfortably down in the grass. But the little creatures had tears coming out their eyes. And within a few seconds, the princess really cared for them and stopped what she was doing and gave them her full attention. And she said, "What's the matter? There, there, you are among friends." And that's when the two little fairies started to tell their very special story. And we'll hear about that in the next chapter.